This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
You've been assigned the task of making up the wine list for your company's holiday party or next social gathering. So where do you begin? How detailed must it be? Well, I'll get you headed in the right direction after this.
Buying a gift for the wine lover who has everything can be a real challenge. After all, anyone who is picky about wine is probably equally picky about wine accessories. Not to worry, GrapeEncounters.com is now featuring the 10 hottest gift ideas for wine lovers. Items that are both novel and exceptional. Log on to GrapeEncounters.com and click the gift link. Our top 10 gifts for the wine enthusiast in your life are off the charts. The ultimate wine gifts are at GrapeEncounters.com.
You probably list your DVDs alphabetically and your books by genre. But what order should you put all relevant data when preparing a wine list? Well, the most important thing to understand about properly listing the wines is this. There's no one set way of doing it. So relax and begin to think about the key ideas that you wish to convey to your readers. Now, most wine connoisseurs will probably agree that they're more interested in knowing the point of origin than the particular vintage. So the name of the winery would be listed first as they write the name of the wine. The vintage would follow, and then the varietal, etc. Why so? Well, factors such as weather and DNA can alter a crop's qualities from year to year. However, the handling and production methods in a particular winery tend to remain constant and earn the greater reputation. So list the wine details as you see fit. Because after all, what is in a name? Well, that which we call a rosé, by any other name, would, well, taste as sweet. Or dry, as the case may be. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.